Shut up and sit down.
Do not self-destruct.
We decided to come and rescue you.
Good job.
Before the dark times.
I'll show you the dark side.
This is where the fun begins.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of the Carbonite Crew podcast. Thank you for joining us. Guys, The Bad Batch Episode 8 Reunion just dropped this past week. And what an episode that it was. Oh my gosh, it was super, super good. Actually, probably one of my favorites so far of this season. And it marks the halfway point out of this 16-episode series that we're getting. And I don't know if we're getting another season. So as of right now, we are halfway through The Bad Batch. And it does honestly just keep getting better. It has, every episode has excited me. It's just left me wanting more. And this past episode is no different. In fact, this had probably had the biggest cliffhanger of all. Very dark and kind of ominous ending. Just kind of leaves me wanting more. I can't wait till next week. So let's get into this episode. I want to talk about the episode, kind of my thoughts on what we saw, what happened a little bit in this episode. So let's just get into it right now. Yeah. So right off the bat, we're on Kamino. The Prime Minister's talking with the Empire, with the Admiral there, and Crosshair comes in and says, "Hey, we found a group of rogue clones. It's Clone Force 99. We need to take them down." Admiral's like, "Don't care. Find them, kill them, whatever." But the Kaminoans really seem like they want Clone Force 99, right? They don't like the Empire. At least they're not too fond of them from what we've seen. I don't know what their plan is with Clone Force 99. It seems like they definitely have something, you know, up their sleeve, or they have some kind of desire or need for Clone Force 99, or at least Omega at the very minimum, right? So kind of curious to see where that goes as we go along in this series. We cut over to Clone Force 99, and Omega, of course, is learning how to disarm a live explosive, or at least what we think is a live explosive at first. You know, just kind of more humor right here. You know, Wrecker's kind of just messing with her. It's not real explosive. Kind of just testing her out. Definitely think we are going to see that play out in the future, where she probably has to save either Wrecker or someone else in the Bad Batch. And she has to disarm something in order to do that, in order to save maybe all of their lives. So I do believe we are going to see that come into play. I don't think that was just a one-off, so I'm excited to see where that goes. All right, let's jump into where it starts to get real juicy in this episode, right? Where it starts to just really, really kind of pick up and get good. The scene where Omega joins Tech over on the bridge. You get this really beautiful shot, in my opinion. Almost haunting, really. This beautiful slash haunting shot of Omega looking out of the bridge and just seeing all the wreckage from the Clone Wars. You know, over the past few years, these Clone Wars have been going on. It's been a huge deal in the galaxy. You know, everyone's been divided. And you just see, you know, this shipyard of wreckage and just leftover debris from these Venator cruisers. And just, it's like I said, it's so haunting and really almost gives you a perspective of melancholy feeling of the Clone Wars and what had happened in the past. And it was a beautiful kind of just viewpoint of what the Clone Wars really meant and how it affected, you know, maybe the galaxy, really. So I absolutely love that shot. This episode is actually filled with beautiful shots. I'm not sure who directed this episode or anything like that, but it was done absolutely beautifully. It was stunning visual works. It blew my mind. And, you know, the Empire shows up on this planet and they got to, now they gotta escape. Before we get to their daring escape, we get a cut back over onto Kamino, where we see a nice little early design of the TIE fighters. They kind of go up flying over the Kamino oceans there, And we cut to the room with the Kamino Prime Minister, and he's in a conversation with another, I don't even know how to say it, Kaminoan? Something like that, right? I don't know. That's okay. But he's in a conversation, and he basically says, like, hey, the Empire is going to take out this clone force, and it's kind of just disrupting our plans. It's a problem for their contingency plan, he says. Now, what's their contingency plan? I have no idea. Maybe I missed it. Did I miss it? I don't think I missed it, but this is getting good. What is their contingency plan? And how is the Empire ruining that by going to kill them? I'm assuming their contingency plan is Omega. That's what I'm getting out, because he's assuming they're going to kill everyone, including Omega, when they get there. And they need Omega, right? So these Kaminoans, I'll get it right one day. They basically said, like, they hired a bounty hunter, and they just need to get this done. But they also do make the kind of offhanded comment, like, wait, we already have someone working on this. What do you mean? I don't believe the bounty hunter we see later in the episode is the person, so to speak, that was working on it. I do think there was someone else there. I think we will find out who that is later. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the big reveal at the end was the person, but I don't know. There was just a mention of a bounty hunter and a separate mention of someone already working on it. To me, that's two different people. We're going to find out. We'll see who that is. But God, this episode is just so good. Has me... I have just pages of notes on this, guys. I was so excited for this episode. So we cut back. Clone Force 99 is trying to, you know, kind of come up with their escape plan. You know, they're getting to the ship. They already know what the clone troopers are going to do, right? How they're going to attack this situation and kind of try to look for them. They have a certain, I guess, standard protocol of how they search for people. That's the idea, or that's the vibe we get, at least, right? So Clone Force 99 already knows this. They're like, well, they're gonna do this, let's do something else. Tech's like, let's tap into their system. I'll see what their plan is. We hear Crosshair tell the other clones the plan over the comms. Well, I feel like it's probably a dead giveaway, right? But it was pretty obvious. He knew they were listening in, or was hoping they'd listen in and fall right into the trap. It's a trap. He fell right into it. So I felt it was kind of obvious. I don't know. They have nowhere to go. They can jump probably to their death if they do. Otherwise, they're surrounded by Crosshair and all these other clones. One thing I do want to point out about this scene is I typically watch these shows with these episodes with the subtitles on. So one thing that really, really stood out to me on this one was it was clone ES-04. And when this clone comes up, you hear them say, stand down, right? Well, to me, it sounded like a female voice. I haven't looked into the actors or the voice actors of these episodes yet, but it definitely sounded like a female voice. And the thing that strikes me, or why my interest was piqued with this whole situation, was we've never seen a female clone before other than Omega, if I'm correct. I don't think we've seen that at all. It's all been Jango Fett's clone. Omega is something special, unique. Clearly, that's why she needs to be back on Kamino, or why they want her back on Kamino. So she's special. She's unique. As far as we know, she's the only clone. So, you know, that really begs the question, like, are there more female clone troopers? Are we seeing the beginning of more of the Stormtrooper program? Like, maybe she is not a clone. Maybe she's a Stormtrooper, or what will become a Stormtrooper, you know? So I'm real curious at that. And that's something I do want to follow. The only thing that kind of throws it off is a little bit later in the series, after they kind of escape, ES-04 is standing there with the flamethrower. Yeah, she has the flamethrower. Wrecker throws the big bomb case thing at her, and no pun intended, wrecks her, right? And she goes down. According to the subtitles, it was her, at least. So I don't know if, like, they just kind of killed her off, if that was just getting her out of the way. A little weird. Something I'm definitely going to keep my eye on. If anyone knows about that, let me know. You can go to our Carbonite Crew, a Star Wars fan group on Facebook, and just maybe start a thread if anyone wants to talk about that, or if they're curious about that. Like I said, that's something I definitely am going to follow, and I'm curious to see. I don't think that was a mistake, and because all clones sound the same. So why would she sound different, or like a female? Like, that doesn't... I don't know. The only ones that really sound different are the Bad Batch in Clone Force 99 because they're not regs. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that one, guys. Another thing that piqued my interest about this scene was before the Bad Batch escape, Crosshair, you know, really targets Omega. He says, target the girl. Why? Why does he target Omega, right? Because the Order 66 initiative and the clone in the inhibitor chips in their head, they're designed to hunt down Jedi and, I guess, you know, rogue clones. Bad Batch are rogue clones. Is Omega considered a rogue clone? I just feel like we've never really heard her spoken about in that light. I guess she is, but she was never a soldier, so I don't feel like she is a rogue clone. I could be wrong. Does Crosshair more evil or bad than we thought, where he doesn't even really care, he just wants to take people out? Or does he know something? Does he know something about Omega? Crosshair is a very intelligent guy. He's a horrible person. Horrible person. But maybe he knows something about Omega or something, and he doesn't want her to get back to Kamino. Maybe he knows something about the Kaminoans' plans. Will he come back? I don't know. I don't even know if I want Crosshair to be redeemed at this point. In this scene, they do fire the cannons, basically starts to bring the whole bridge down there that they're on. And, you know, they're just blasting away. And Omega here, she is dominating with this laser bow that she was struggling with in previous episodes. She's going to town. She's like a little mini Hawkeye, right? She looks like Hawkeye's daughter. She is just going to town with this laser bow, and I absolutely love it. They eventually escape from this, which is awesome. But, you know, Crosshair knows them too well, right? And he's already waiting for them at their next destination, which is inside an ion cannon. They're inside an ion cannon. Sorry. But Crosshair knows them too well, and he's already there waiting for him. He knows where they're going or knows where they're going to escape from. So he's already waiting outside this ion engine for him. He knows their route. He knows what they're thinking, how they operate. Guys, they're inside an ion engine. This does not seem like the kind of place you want to be at all, regardless of if it's on or not. So they're kind of stuck inside this engine. The Crosshair's out there. There's really no way out. They don't know what to do. Well, Crosshair's like, turn that bad boy on. Turn it on. Gosh, what a horrible way to die. That's just evil. That's another thing with Crosshair. That's just evil. He's just gonna like incinerate them painfully. I don't care how hot or how quick it is. It's gonna be painful, I imagine. Even more. Reason number 897 not to like Crosshair. What a horrible man. Hate him. Hate him so much. He's like Umbridge to me from the Harry Potter movies. No matter what he does right now, I hate him. Every breath, I hate him. But, you know, they start to turn this ion engine on, and the Clone Force 99 does come up with a solid plan to, like, let's just blow this part up, and we'll fall down, and we'll go from there. And I just want to say, you get the shot when it starts exploding from the outside of pretty much, you know, Crosshair's, what he's seeing. You just see the explosions start to happen all around. Kind of reminiscent of The Force Awakens when they start blowing up the shield generators on I can't even think of the name. You know, the ice planet there. But it's a beautiful shot. Just the way... it's just, like I said, stunning images, stunning visual effects here in this episode. It just looked so nice. Basically, the shield part of the ion engine, I guess let's call it, has fallen down, and now it's just pointing towards all the clones that were there, including Crosshair, and it immediately just drops him, and it's doing some damage. You can see it. He's groaning in pain. He is not at all feeling pretty good. Not at all. But it worked. They were able to escape once again. The only thing that's kind of not good about this is Hunter and Omega. They kind of got separated on this fall after this engine fell. Crosshair's now, he's now wincing in pain, rightfully getting what he deserves in this moment. Hunter and Omega, they're separated. They are going to meet up with the rest of the crew back at the Marauder, which, nice Harry Potter reference earlier with Umbridge, and now their ship's called Marauder, and Marauder's mapping. Anywho, Yeah, we cut to Omega, Hunter, all the clone troopers around them, they're just wiped out. Like, who did this? Hunter makes the offhand comment, like, this definitely wasn't any of the scrappers from here, so what is it? Guys, he's back. Did not see this coming. I cannot say I predicted this whatsoever. Cad Bane is back, baby. Cad Bane, one of my favorite bounty hunters in the Clone Wars. He's so cool. I've always just had this affinity for Cad Bane. He's just the cool cowboy, right? And because he's this cool cowboy, we get this beautiful, beautiful Western music. Like, Western space music. It's the coolest thing ever. It sets the scene for Cad Bane. You know what you're getting. Even if you've never seen Cad Bane before, it sets it up like, oh, he's a cowboy. I know he's a cowboy. I love it. I love it. It's so good. I absolutely love Cad Bane. I love Cad Bane so much, guys, that I'm sitting here watching this episode, and I don't know who to root for. I'm like, well, we love, you know, Hunter and Omega and the Bad Batch, but I love Cad Bane. I love him. He's so cool. He's so badass. So, like, I don't know who to root for in this moment. Like, I really don't. And we just get this awesome, like, Western-style standoff. You get these awesome shots of just Hunter's visor, Cad Bane's eyes, like, who's going to pull the trigger first? Hunter's right there, ready to pull it. Cad Bane's hand's not even close to his own blaster, but you already know, like, he's ready. Oh, it's so good. And then, bam! Hunter gets shot right in the chest. Right in the chest armor. That's not good. It looked like a kill shot to me, personally. Cad Bane goes on, stuns Omega. He's got her. He's got Omega, right? Maybe the Bad Batch, maybe Wrecker and Tech and Echo will come and save the day. They gotta come save the day, right? They don't. They don't come save the day. The next thing we see from Hunter is, you know, he's working his way back to the ship after getting shot. You see his point of view, which is, like I said, gorgeous once again. Love this point of view shot from inside his visor. We're seeing exactly what he's seeing. But we see Wrecker. We see him making his way back to the ship. Gunfire all around, or blaster fire all around him. Makes it back on the ship and says, you know, they got her. They got her. The bounty hunter. We have to go find Omega. What a cliffhanger, though. That's just how the episode ends. What a cliffhanger. Like, where do we... Do they know... They don't know who he was working for. It was dark. It wasn't even, like, happy music at the end. It was just this dark, ominous, you know, low tone. It was almost depressing, right? It was not an ending you want. I'm excited for the next, you know, episodes. I'm a little worried, right? Like, what's going to happen? Is Hunter okay? Will he have to sit out some of these missions? Is it going to, you know, hinder his effectiveness on these missions? Will it eventually be his downfall? The thing with the Bad Batch here is we don't know how their story ends. We don't have anything in the future. We don't have any books or comics or movie, TV shows, anything like that to reference. You know, we know how Rex's story at least kind of ends, you know. Not his death, but we know where he is. He's there at the end of Return of the Jedi and in Rebels and all that. But we don't know about these guys. There's nothing in the future about them, so I can only assume it maybe doesn't end too well at the end of the series, regardless of if it's this season or next season or anything like that. So I hope Hunter makes it out okay. Or as Omega would say, Hunter. I hope he makes it out okay, but, you know, we'll see. We will see. Another thing I do really want to point out is both times I watched this episode, when they're patching up Crosshair, he had, like, you know, something over his mouth to help him probably breathe and stuff, and they're patching him up. He had some wraps around his eyes. When I first saw Crosshair and the way he was patched up, it kind of, my immediate thought for some reason was Dengar from The Empire Strikes Back. He just kind of had that similar look. Now, I don't think it's him, but, you know, maybe it's just a nod to that character, you know, similar look and stuff. And maybe I'm just way off course, but that's the first vibe I got. But another thing that this kind of led me down the path was... Another path this kind of led me down from the looks of him was when he talks, he's got that, you know, like, probably an oxygen mask of some sort over his mouth, but he kind of talks a little differently, right? It's like almost a little harder to hear him, which I, you know, obviously he's got something over his face, duh. But this is a theory that Daniel, I believe, actually came up with on the first episode, first or second episode, believe it or not, was, is Crosshair an OG member or an you know, a prototype member, if you will, of the Death Troopers that we eventually come to find? You know, we see them in Rogue One. Are you know, they're these elite group of stormtroopers that are just far superior to any regular stormtrooper that you could find. Is Crosshair one of them? You know, he would be the absolute perfect, you know, first member or leader of this group. You know, maybe he's not around when Rogue One happens, but maybe he's there at the beginning. Maybe it's his idea, or maybe he's the reason for the idea. I mean, the clone troopers that are following him are clearly an elite group of soldiers, and we already see kind of, you know, maybe that hint that they are Death Troopers. Their armor's darker. They almost do have that kind of green tint. You know, not as vibrant or noticeable as the Death Troopers, but it's there. It's definitely there. So that's something I'm excited to watch and kind of follow along. I think this show and this episode, or, you know, I think this show or this season is definitely setting up a lot of nuances to what could be or what may be. And I'm really, really thrilled to see where those might lead to. It might be really good ways to kind of, you know, bookend some stories, including the Death Troopers or what Omega becomes or will be a catalyst for. All in all, this was a great episode. Like I said, I think this might be one of my favorite, if not my favorite episode so far. Absolutely loved episode one. But this one, I don't know, it looks like it's setting some good stuff up. I do think this is kind of setting up stuff for towards the end of the season. I think, you know, we're in that stretch where we either need to start setting stuff up for 2-3 episodes from now or for the end. And if this is going to be a huge story arc, I think maybe, you know, I think we can get 8 episodes out of this story arc. So I think we're setting up the big picture here for this season, and I can't wait to see how it ends. Hopefully on a very good light note, hopefully, but we'll find out. So let me know what you guys thought of this episode of the Bad Batch reunion. I loved it. I want to know what you guys thought. If there's something you didn't like, you know, of the episode, let me know. I'd love to discuss these things. Like I said, go ahead, follow us, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, all that. But we do have a Facebook group just for Star Wars fans, just for Star Wars discussions. It's called Carbonite Crew, a Star Wars fan group. You know, there's a lot of activity on there. People like to talk, people sharing memes all the time. Really, really good stuff on there. Go ahead, join that. You can go ahead and interact with us. You know, maybe we'll talk about, you know, some thoughts on the show, what you guys thought, maybe have some good discussions based around those. So thank you guys for tuning in. The Bad Batch is getting super good. Next week, we will be back with probably episode 9 review. Like I said, I'm just here to have a good time with these episodes. So I want to talk about some Bad Batch this week. So I can't wait for next week's episode. I will talk to you guys about it and see kind of what's going to happen next. I'm excited to see what Cad Bane and Omega are going to be up to in these final episodes and what's going to happen. So thank you guys for listening. Until next time, may the Force be with you, and we will see you next week.
Another happy landing.